best day of the year. 32 games in 2 days across TBS, TNT, CBS, and True TV. Every year, I can never find True TV.
It's just past TBS, TNT, the tennis channel. I think they're alphabetical, so you just got to go a little past the tennis channel. Let's be honest. You got to have about 12 to 15 monitors if you want to watch these games really live. Maybe four. You can probably get away with four. But if you go to Buffalo Wild Wings, K-Win, you can capture them all. Great game day option.
Well, Wild Wings in Texas or Florida, because it's open.
That might not be a bad way to go. Get on the plane or a train on the way down to Austin, Dallas, St. Petersburg, Miami. Yeah, I bet you Miami doesn't even have a Buffalo Wild Wings.
Probably not. But if they do, they probably have strippers and bottle service.
What are we talking about? Probably your best way to view the tournament, how many brackets you should have, who the hot teams are, who are the hot matchups that you generally take. Do you pick on mascots? Do you, if you're alumni or if you're alumnus of any team in the tournament, do you ride them to the Final Four every year? So where do we start?
We talk about screen time. Studies show that teens and kids should only have 2 hours a day of screen time. Well, this big kid is going for 8 hours of basketball Thursday and Friday, and I can't wait. So here's what you got to do. You got to have your phone, your tablet, and stream it on two TVs because it's nonstop action all day long.
So here was the predicament, because you would have to decide what screen, or I guess you dedicate at work, and hopefully it too. If you didn't, you're screwed. You had to use that boss button where if the boss came by, a spreadsheet came up. Like, I use that multiple times. He's like, you're not even in finance. You're lying. Like, where's your Salesforce? So I emailed the company. I was like, you got to change this to a Salesforce boss button. But either way, if you have two monitors, you can get some work done. Maybe you can split the screen. And the great thing I love is that since TNT, generally, or Turner Broadcasting, we just had Roe Parish. Who knows, maybe he'll broadcast one of the games. But they always have the scores, the live looks. So you can switch between games. So two screens at a minimum, especially if you're working.
And so, build up your tolerance too, because you could get into that Thursday or Friday and it's texting, it's emails, it's nonstop. And you could miss that 12-5 upset, which happens every year. It's going to happen again this year because of parity.
So Crown Royal does it right. If you've seen those commercials, Kevin Garnett stops everyone and they take a water break, do the same. Don't start out. Maybe go Truly's in the early game. Make sure you get water. Make sure you're adequately hydrated. Get your water in. Make sure you're eating. Maybe take, you know, if there's a game that's a blowout, take some time to make a meal, a good healthy meal, because you're going to need it throughout the next 4 days collectively. Like you said, there's 36 games. But can I tell a little bit of story?
Sure.
Real quick story. So when we were back in the office, I was at a little startup. And this will date me a little bit, but do you remember IP phones?
Yeah.
So like companies want to take it to like the phone companies. We're going to IP based phones. We're getting our voice communications through the internet. And it was great until you work at a 50 person startup where there's five IP addresses. One's dedicated to the phone, one's dedicated to the fax, and the rest are, you know, people actually doing work on the internet. So you buy so much bandwidth and it's dedicated to different devices. Well, our IT guy was one IT guy sitting in a closet, just making sure the company was moving. And what happened on this week, everyone fires up the streams, shuts down the fax machine, shuts down the phone lines. The founder was British, so he had no idea what was going on. He came out, he's like, I haven't heard the phone ring in 4 hours and we're not getting any faxes for orders. What's going on? There's all of us streaming the games. The IT guy finally figures it out, comes out and says, shut down the streams. So what'd we do? We got up, protested, and went down to the bar.
I thought you were saying you went to Buffalo Wild Wings in Florida.
Buffalo Wild Wings is a little too far away, but I would have gone to Buffalo Wild Wings if they had them.
But here's why this is relevant, because we're at home. Most of us are at home. It's COVID. If you have a wife, a significant other, kids, you need to turn down their bandwidth and turn up your bandwidth. Get them off the screen time because we got NCAA action, baby.
Airplane mode. Daniel Tiger, you're out. Marquette and St. John's, you're in. Let's go. You missed my other point here. Since we are all working at home, there might be an opportunity. If you have a badge for your office, they got a host of monitors sitting around, probably like still hooked up to the internet, you can go make your own little Buffalo Wild Wings. Just Grubhub or whatever. Bring it to the office. You're the king of the office. No one's going to be in there. Just make sure you wear a mask in between bites or whatever protocol you have to follow.
Just be safe. Have fun. This is a WSD first for me. This is the first year I'm going to wear readers when I'm looking at my phone because I'm getting too old. I can't see the stream on the TV or the text on my phone.
Get your blue glasses. You might have to get the combo blue glasses with the little reader. You know, it has the magnifying glass in the lower area. Hey, another thing, though. How many brackets is too many brackets, in your opinion?
I think you go with three brackets. You go with your solid one. The second one, either your niece, nephew, or child picks it. And your third one, that's your high risk, high reward upset bracket. You pick something different that no one else does.
You opt in at work, and hopefully you work with nincompoops who don't pay attention to sports like I do. So it's lots of like engineers. They don't care about
those are the
sports.
People who win.
Well, here's my thing too. This year, there's not enough analytics to figure out like home and away. They factor in the COVID, the players who may be in, maybe out. They're all thrown off. So this year is my year to actually win, because you're right. I usually lose to some engineer who figured out the algorithm or the probability of another team winning. I agree with you. Three is solid. Now, here's the next question. Do you stay consistent with all your picks across all three brackets?
No, I switch them up. That's why I lose every time in every bracket. What do you do?
I do the same thing. It's intuition on one where I'm gut. It's gut. It takes me literally 3 minutes to fill out. Gut feeling. And then I go a little more analytical, you know, maybe look at injuries, maybe look at, you know, who's playing well the last 10 games. Is it in location, same time zone, those type of things. And then I'm with you, like Loyola Chicago. There's always, everyone gets a feeling there's going to be another Loyola Chicago who makes it to the Final Four every year. Whether they do or not, Lehigh, CJ McCollum blowing up, beating Duke. Everyone wants to see those games. So they obviously bet that that's going to happen. So they can walk in the office and say, I bet that. Good for you, buddy. I didn't. Get out of here.
And get this. The last Pac-12 team to win, Arizona in 1997. UCLA went. They lost to Florida. Arizona went. They lost to Duke in the 2000s. What I'm saying is don't pick a Pac-12 team if you want to win.
Do not pick a Pac-12 team, but I tell you this. Here's what Gonzaga has going for them. If you look at Drew Timmy and Kispert, they look like they could have played for the 1971 Indiana Hoosiers. Give them shorter shorts. They got the headband on. Timmy looks like he is unkept, right? So maybe they have that little inspiration going for him. Few is an old school coach. Everyone thinks that Gonzaga is going to be there. Everyone thinks Baylor is going to be there. I could see a lot of brackets just with minutia in and around, but those two teams always meet in the final. If they put them in the same side of the bracket, it's a travesty. Hey, on the note of players, I got to give a little shout out here. I already mentioned a couple of them, but Dickie V came out with his PT peers, his first team, second team, third team. And because Dickie V doesn't want to disappoint anyone, he has a fourth team. So WST shout out, two first teamers from the Zags, Jalen Suggs, potential top three NBA draft pick, Corey Kispert, Joe Harris Plus. I'm going to call him Joe Harris Plus. No offense to Joe Harris, but I think Corey Kispert's just a little bit better. Second team, Drew Timmy, mustache, headband, Indiana Hoosiers, short shorts. Go back and play in the 70s. Who else we got? Evan Mobley. Congrats to Evan Mobley, freshman PT peer. Excuse me, there's a fifth team. There is a fifth team. Dickie V had to honor 25 players. And the last one is Chris Duarte from the Oregon Ducks, who are finally all healthy and probably going to make a splash, a quack in this NCAA tournament.
He was just named Pac-12 Player of the Year. And you bring up a good point. Sometimes it's an All-American, first team or second team, like Danny Manning takes his team to the Final Four. I think the Zags are loaded, but look out for Illinois and also Luke Garza from Iowa. Hop on his back. Maybe the Hawkeyes can get really far this year.
Come on, man. This is a West Coast podcast. The Ducks, the Buffs, the Trojans, all going to make some noise. Bruins, my freaking Cougs if they could have won. Jeez. Screen time.
Readers.
Give your eyes. Get some of those drops. Make sure you're eyes are hydrated, your body's hydrated. You got
charge up your phones and your tablets. You don't want to run out of juice.
Don't be ashamed to get a little Peloton ride in. Put your phone or tablet right next to you as motivation. Tell the wife that she can't go on video for Zooms, or your significant other, or if you're a gal that has a husband, tell him you can't go on video on his Zooms and you're watching this. Keep the kid off Daniel Tiger. Maybe download him so he's not streaming him or her.
Let's go.
Wait, last thing. If you're very ambitious, and this might be the year to do it, just go to Vegas. Ooh. And don't tell him I sent you, because I can't live with myself if anything happens. So Big Ben and Kay Wynn, WST Podcast, WST underscore podcast, Instagram and Twitter, nofilter.net. We're going to be doing some live stuff on there. Go to nofilter.net and check out us as hosts. It will give you our events that are upcoming. We're going to have a lot of different, we're calling it first, baseball first. Kay Wynn, where can they listen to us? Make sure to rate and review whenever you are listening to us. Promote us. Tell your friends, tell your siblings, tell your church groups, virtual church groups at this point, unless you're in Texas or Florida.
We got Apple Podcasts, Pandora, Spotify, iHeart, TuneIn. We're everywhere. Download, subscribe, and follow. Seattle, Portland, LA, San Fran, San Diego, Scottsdale, Phoenix. This is Kay Wynn.
And Big Ben.
And we are Western Standard Time. WST Podcast. We're everywhere online. Podbean, iTunes, Apple Podcast. What do we talk about, Ben?
We got all sports, NBA, NFL, MLB, Pac-12, WCC. If it's on the West Coast, we got you covered.
You know what else we got you covered? A little lifestyle, a little fun, a little banter to lighten up your day. There are 5-minute life guides.
So whether you live in Seattle, Kansas City, Frisco, Texas, Boston, Worcester, Florida, and you love West Coast sports, make sure you follow us, download us. New episode every Friday.
And we're out.
Boom.
Boom.